Voters in Saratoga Springs will determine the makeup of the city council on Election Day. First-term Democrat Meg Kelly says there are three C's that define her leadership style.
Collaborate, compromise, and communicate. And these are the guiding concepts of my administration.
In her 2 years as mayor of the Spa City, Kelly says she's brought civility back to city council meetings and accomplished long-awaited projects. Recently, a groundbreaking for a downtown parking garage, ending litigation on the Geyser Road Trail project, and finding a temporary home for the Code Blue Emergency Homeless Shelter as the city searches for a permanent location. She also says she's been working on finding a location for a new fire EMS station on the city's east side.
And I do believe that, you know, I'm looking at a parcel of land, and hopefully in the next day or so we'll be able to at least let the public know where that land is.
When Kelly announced her run for re-election in February, and for the next several months, local Republican committees had not lined up a challenger.
That is a feather in my cap that the other side is saying, you know, yes, you are doing a good job along with my Democrats. So, and the independents. I mean, I really feel that I work across party lines and people see that I'm working hard for the city of Saratoga Springs.
Kelly also points to her endorsements from the Independence Party, Working Families Party, and local unions. But now Kelly does face a challenge from businessman Tim Holmes, who formally announced his campaign in late September. Holmes said he began considering a run when he saw the vacancy on the ballot.
And this year, when I saw that there was a slot left vacant on the ballot, I thought that there was an opportunity to step up and possibly be of service.
Holmes said he approached leaders with the county and city Republican committees who readied him for the race.
They welcomed me to run, prepared petitions for me, and out I went.
Like Kelly, Holmes touts his ability to find solutions in a civil way. He says he learned his style as the son of a diplomat.
The way to get along with people is to allow for all points of view, but then to have everyone at the table and be able to discuss them in a reasonable way.
Holmes has served on the Saratoga Springs Open Space Advisory Committee and the Smart City Broadband Commission. While living in Rutherford, New Jersey, Holmes served as city council president and acting mayor. He also supports a new East Side Fire EMS station, charter revisions, though his campaign has not offered specifics, and support for business and cultural institutions. Holmes wants to work with the local county board of supervisors to address issues like homelessness and to develop a long-term plan for growth in the booming city.
I believe one of the strengths I might bring is being able to work closely with the county because I've been working for 20 years with county supervisors on regional projects, and I believe that therein lie solutions for our future.
The race between Kelly and Holmes has been without major conflict, somewhat unusual for Saratoga Springs politics. Kelly and Holmes are abiding by a Saratoga standard, a campaign decency agreement. Holmes says he'd like to set an example with his campaign.
And I believe that it is a good way to govern because it's clearer to the residents who are the stakeholders, and it certainly makes for better results.
Republicans haven't won a city mayoral race since 2011. For more stories on the Saratoga Springs general election, visit WAMC.org. For WAMC News, I'm Southern Adirondack Bureau Chief Lucas Willard.